The following is a lecture entitled Conquer Your Mind, Conquer the World, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 28th, 2017, in Riga, Latvia.
So, we have a special topic tonight, a very transcendental topic. Conquer your mind and conquer the world. Does that sound impossible? Actually, it's not impossible. It may seem impossible to conquer our minds. That's the biggest struggle of all. Arjuna also thought it was impossible to conquer his mind. He said it's more difficult than to conquer over the raging wind. Conquering the world is a piece of cake. The tough thing is conquering the mind. So this, we found many, many different statements from Prabhupada about this topic in his teachings. So we'll look at these various points that Prabhupada is making, and we'll discuss them, and you can inquire about them. The first point is from the purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 4.12.36. I guess I'll have to hand you this. I'll have to keep passing it back and forth, otherwise you're not going to be able to find out all these quotes and all the different lectures and letters, etc. So I'll just keep passing it back and forth. This is, Prabhupada explains, a Krishna conscious being is always engaged in planning how to take all of the suffering humanity back home, back to Godhead. Even if one is not successful in reclaiming all the fallen souls back to Godhead, still, because he is Krishna conscious, his path to Vaikuntha Loka is open. He personally becomes qualified to enter the Vaikuntha Lokas, and if anyone follows such a devotee, he also enters into Vaikuntha Loka. So you may think, well, I thought becoming Krishna conscious meant to always think about Krishna. And that's certainly true. However, as Prabhupada points out in his purport in the Bhagavatam, as we sing in the Nrisimha prayers every day, Bahir Nasinga Hridaye Nasinga, Krishna without and Krishna within. So actually, always thinking of Krishna and always thinking how to Krishnaize the world, that's also thinking Krishna. You see. So whether you're thinking about Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, or thinking about flooding the world with Krishna consciousness, they are both Krishna consciousness. And that's one symptom of someone who's actually Krishna conscious, because he's so much tasting the bliss within his own self. And and he sees how much people are suffering without Krishna consciousness. Because a devotee is compassionate, he naturally is thinking, how can I flood this world with Krishna consciousness? So the point of this seminar tonight is this. To whatever extent you've conquered your own mind, in other words, to whatever extent you've awakened your own Krishna consciousness, you become empowered to distribute Krishna consciousness. So there's so many quotes here. We're calling it conquer your mind, conquer the world. Here's a quote from Prabhupada, a letter to Jagadish in 1972. He says, if we simply repeat this philosophy exactly as it is, without any misrepresentation or adulteration, then this movement will never be checked and we will conquer the world. So that's the third one. So this is not a mental concoction to conquer the world. Prabhupada said it. It comes from Prabhupada. Seems inconceivable, but Prabhupada said it can be done. So the real struggle we all face is really conquering our mind. We're supposed to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. But our minds are jumping here, they're jumping here like those monkeys in Vrindavan. Running here, jumping there, just running. So we really have to learn how to bring our minds under control. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchala maschadam tatashtato yayam yaitad atmanya vivishamnaya. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So this is the art we have to learn. Now, there's a great future lying ahead of us if we can do this. Prabhupada explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita there will be a 10,000-year period when this movement will become prominent on this planet. That period began 500 years ago with the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that means there's going to be a dynamic expansion of this movement. And as Prabhupada told Gurudas in London, this movement will save the world in its darkest hour of despair. So what does this mean? That means we are sitting here on the cutting edge of the greatest paradigm shift that's ever happened in the history of the universe. This movement is the cutting edge of the greatest paradigm shift in universal history. So if one situates himself as a Krishna conscious preacher he's actually one of the pioneers that's bringing a new era to this planet. This can be done by every devotee. Whether you're a house holder or a brahmachari, it doesn't matter what your position is. One has this mood of preacher, taking every available opportunity to give Krishna and to serve those who are giving Krishna. Then one does become a potent instrument through which Lord Chaitanya can manifest the Chaitanya era. Prabhupada even explains in his Bhagavatam purport that if somebody is able to eradicate the miseries of the citizens, he should aspire to rule the world. So some of our devotees actually want to run for political office, become prime minister. Prabhupada's encouraging, blessing it. He actually explains how by educating the general population in Krishna consciousness, we can actually achieve that time when people will vote for a Krishna conscious president or prime minister. Therefore, the more we can do Harinam, the more we can do book distribution, the more we can cultivate people with nice Krishna conscious programs, this is helping the whole world to become transformed. Prabhupada said this. He said, you have got the opportunity, and the Krishna consciousness movement is also in your hand. Now it is up to you to utilize it and become actually the leaders of the world. So are you ready to become one of the leaders of the world? That's what Prabhupada is saying. We have to come become like that. We have to become that sober, that dedicated, that pure in our practice, that we can actually become the leaders of the world. Prabhupada explains in his purport in the seventh canto. That the devotees of Krishna, they desire to educate the entire world in Krishna consciousness. They actually see the mistake of the materialists, how foolish they are in serving their material bodies as the end-all and be-all of existence. When they see the foolishness of the materialist, Prabhupada said, they smile upon it. The devotees smile upon it. They have a chuckle. How stupid they are to serve these material bodies, you see.
Prabhupada
And then out of compassion, they preached the gospel of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. They see this entire material civilization like foolish children. Trying to run a civilization, not knowing any, not having the foggiest idea how to properly run a civilization. Prabhupada very nicely explains in the Adi Lila, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How this movement will unify everyone. Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Jews, everybody will be unified by this movement. This is not a religious sect. Krishna consciousness is the pure essence of being itself. Actually, everyone is by nature Krishna conscious already. It's just covered by all these isms. Sectarian religion, nationalism, racism, sexism. These are coverings of the Krishna, the pure bhakti which is in everyone's heart. Jivara Svarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. The constitutional position of a living entity is he is the eternal servant of Krishna. Prabhupada has so much faith in this movement. He stated in one lecture on the Bhagavatam, he was giving this lecture in Los Angeles in 1972. He says, this movement is an incarnation of Krishna. So would you like to be able to associate with an incarnation of Krishna? How would you like to associate with Krishna? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, you are right now. This movement is an incarnation of Krishna and you're directly associating with Krishna right now. But we're too blind to see it. That's why we have to hear from Prabhupada. By hearing from Prabhupada, we can get our eyes open and we can actually see, oh, Krishna has now manifested this movement. Here's a nice quote from the purport to Bhagavatam 4:19:7. He says, now this Sankirtan movement has already been started by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. People should take advantage of this great sacrifice and join in the society's activities. Then there will be no scarcity. If Sankirtan Yoga is performed, there will be no difficulty, not even in industrial enterprises. Therefore, this system should be introduced in all spheres of life, social, political, industrial, commercial, etc. Then everything will run very peacefully and smoothly. The top one.
Ekonomiskajā plāksnē. Tāpēc šī sistēma ir jāiepazīstina visās dzīves sfērās, sociālajā, politiskajā, ražošanā, komercijā un tā tālāk. Tad ik viens varēs dzīvot laimīgi un bez bērnām.
The present moment, the government leaders are always struggling how to make their economies of their countries work. So much anxiety about industrial development and economic competition and the taxes and just all these headaches they're dealing with all the time. It's like the U.S. is worried about North Korea, you know, the nuclear missiles from North Korea coming, raining down on the U.S. It's just, you know, all this anxiety they're going through. But it's very simple. This Krishna conscious movement will solve every problem of the world. So how many people do we have to make devotees to actually bring that? What's the magic number that actually bring about the desired shift in the global consciousness? How many devotees do we have to make to actually conquer the world? Prabhupada said, all we need is 1%. Or even less than that. He said, if even less than 1% will take to this movement, the whole world will become peaceful. Can you imagine the great potency of this movement? Even 1% or less, that's all we need who are strictly following these teachings of
Prabhupada.
So let us be that part of that 1%. We should strictly follow Srila Prabhupada. Chant at least 16 rounds every day of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. If we can even get 50 million people doing this strictly, the whole world will become a paradise. Therefore, it's not beyond our capability. Prabhupada said, I have made 5 or 10,000 disciples. Now each of you, my disciples, should make 10,000 disciples. So then each of those 10,000 disciples of each guru should also make 10,000 disciples. That way we can easily get 50 million. Actually, the mercy of the previous acharyas, who are we to do anything, really? What potency do we have? Our potency is practically nil. But by following the previous acharyas, by their mercy, we can accomplish something. So this is the key. We have to learn how to become instruments in the hands of Guru and Krishna. That's the key. In this connection, there was a conversation between Srila Prabhupada and Vishnujana Swami back in 1975 in Los Angeles. Vishnujana Swami asked Prabhupada, he said, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur stated that he was leaving this world with his work unfinished, he was wondering what was the meaning of that, you see. that Bhaktivinoda said when he left this world, I'm leaving this world with my work unfinished. Vishnudanta Swami didn't know what that meant. So then Prabhupada said, then let us finish. We are descendants of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we kept unfinished so that we should get the chance to finish it. That is His mercy. He could have finished it immediately. He is Vaishnava. He is all-powerful. But He gave us the chance. The you foolish people, you all also work. That is His mercy. So we should pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that we are your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, so we have got some right to beg some mercy from you. Prabhupada's point is this. These acharyas, Bhaktivinoda, Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada also, they could have personally delivered the whole world. That is the power and potency of these great acharyas. But to give us some opportunity, they have left this world with their work unfinished. So that we have some work to do, you see. This is our purification. To conquer our minds and conquer the world for Krishna. Any questions? An interesting point is, okay, good, yeah.
Mr. Gurudev, please explain this point, how it works, that the Prabhupada said that if there is good preaching, then good management will automatically follow. How does this principle work?
And what is the question?
That Srila Prabhupada said that if there is preaching, then the good management will follow automatically. If there is preaching.
Yes, Prabhupada said that management follows preaching like a shadow.
So how to apply this properly in the temples?
If Krishna is always being glorified, everybody will be inspired to cooperate very nicely. If Krishna is always being put in the center, always in the center, then everybody be inspired to work together cooperatively for Krishna. And management will be very easy. It's a very simple thing. You keep Krishna at the center, it'll be very easy to manage it. Questions more? Any other questions? Another interesting point Prabhupada makes here, this was in his purport to C.C. Madhya 10.123. He says that sadhu, shastra, and guru act as the representatives of Krishna. And the Krishna consciousness movement is also taking place all over the universe. That's an amazing quote on the top there.
Guru un tādā veidā ieņem savu vadošo lomu visā visumā.
We're only aware of what's happening on this planet, but it's happening all over the universe.
Mēs esam, mums šobrīd informācija tikai par to, kas notiek uz šīs pasaules, bet patiesībā tas notiek visā visumā.
So you could, it's a universal movement.
Tāpēc šī ir visa visuma kustība.
It's pretty exciting, actually, what's going on.
Patiesībā tas ir ļoti tā brīnumaini, kas notiek apkārt.
It may not appear that exciting because our vision is still very much contaminated. But actually this is a thing that's happening all over the universe, and this it's actually centered here on the planet Earth. This is the epicenter that where Lord Chaitanya appeared. The great acharyas have come on. This planet is the center of this spiritual universal spiritual revolution. So, any questions? Yes. Two questions coming up. Shri Hari is first. Jagat Guru means the spiritual master of the whole universe.
What does he do?
The spiritual master's mission is to deliver all the fallen souls of this universe back to Godhead. That's his mission. Spiritual master is begging Krishna, my dear Lord, please bless me that I can deliver all the souls of this universe back to home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada defines that's what it means to be Krishna conscious. A Krishna conscious being is the first thing we read, the first quote we read. A Krishna conscious being is always thinking how to deliver everyone back to Godhead. So that's the meditation of a bona fide spiritual master. He's very keenly absorbed in his begging Krishna that he may deliver all the souls back to Godhead. This gentleman here had a question.
So my question is this paradigm shift already happened, and is, for example, Krishna already won the capitalism and other systems of the world?
Krishna what?
Won already this all other systems which are now predominant on the earth. So is this paradigm shift already happened, or it will happen?
Looks to me like there's Kali Yuga still going on. I'm looking out the window right now. See, but I see there's there's liquor joints, there's prostitutes, there's hamburger joints, people smoking cigarettes. I think, to me, it looks like the Kali Yuga is still going on right now. We got a lot of work to do yet. But the seed of spiritual revolution is already planted. That's a fact. The seed is there. That's planted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And nourished by great acharyas like the Sis Goswamis. Naratam Das Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, His Divine Grace A.C., Bhaktivedanta III, Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. These great acharyas have nourished that creeper. It's a very strong creeper. Now it's our duty to expand that so it completely engulfs the whole planet. It's your duty here in Latvia to make all these Latvian people Krishna conscious. It's your duty to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Absorbed in Hare Krishna mantra, giving up sinful activities, taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. As the title of our seminar tonight, Conquer Your Mind and Conquer the World. By being a fully surrendered devotee of Krishna, you then become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. Krishna can then utilize you for the Krishnaization of the Latvian society. So therefore we are asking you to take this process very seriously. Take out the prescribed... Are you chanting Japa Mala right now? Do you know what is Japa Mala? No. You should ask the devotees and begin this process of Japa Mala that purifies your consciousness. On the prayer beads we chant like this: Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On the meditation beads, we go deep into meditation every day in this mantra. This cleanses the dirt out of our hearts. And then we also avoid sinful activities. We don't eat meat, fish, or eggs. We don't smoke, we don't drink. We don't take LSD or marijuana. We abstain from sex life. We only have sex life if we're married and we want to have children. And we don't waste our money on lottery tickets. So in this way, if you will chant the Hare Krishna every day and you give up these sinful activities, you become an empowered personality who can actually transform the global society. So we want to train you how to become like that, so that you can help us save the people of this planet. At the present moment, the people of this planet are going down to the animal kingdom in their next lives. There are actually 8,400,000 different species of life. And what Darwin taught about evolution is completely wrong. All of these species existed from the very beginning of the creation. The evolution we experience is not the changing of the forms, but in each lifetime we take on a different body. We don't remember it, but sometimes we were an animal, sometimes we were a plant, sometimes we were a fish, sometimes we were a bird. And now we have a human form. It is a very, very rare opportunity. In this form, you can inquire, who am I?
Un šajā formā jums ir iespēja aizdomāties, kas es esmu.
What is the purpose of my existence?
Kāda ir mana eksistences jēga?
How can I perfect my existence?
Kā es varu padarīt pilnīgu savu pastāvēšanu?
The animals, the plants, the birds, the fish, they can't ask these questions. They have no developed intelligence to ask us questions. But by God's grace, you have been endowed with advanced intelligence. You can inquire. What is the absolute truth?
Kas ir absolūtā patiesība?
A dog has no interest to know what is the absolute truth.
Sunim nav nekāds interesi par to, kas ir absolūtā patiesība.
He just wants to know where is the bone?
Viņš vēl zināt tikai, kur ir kauls.
And where is the she-dog?
Un kur ir pretējā dzimuma suns.
But as a human being, you have a higher intelligence.
Bet kā cilvēkiskai būtnei, jums ir augstāka līmeņa apziņa.
You can inquire, what is the absolute truth? And when you are sincere in that desire, Krishna will bring you in contact. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will bring you in contact with a person who can enlighten you, what is the absolute truth? The absolute truth is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are His eternal servant. Do you know that millions of lifetimes ago you were actually with Krishna in the spiritual world? You don't remember it, do you? None of us do. But from the scriptures we know that we were originally with Krishna in the spiritual world. So now by this process known as Krishna consciousness, you can bring yourself back to your original identity as Krishna's servant in His pastimes. In fact, we can train everybody in the whole world how to do this. This is our mission. We want to train everybody in every town, village, and nation throughout this planet, and indeed the whole universe, how to reestablish their lost loving relationship with Krishna. So I'm just passing through. I'll be here for a few days.
But
the devotees, there are devotees here who live here permanently. You should take training for them. How to revive your lost Krishna consciousness. This is our mission. We want to save you from birth and death. Does anybody else have any questions? One time the devotee asked, he said, Prabhupada, will this movement take over the world? Prabhupada said, at least you keep one idea. There is possibility. There is possibility. At least you keep one idea. Prabhupada is saying, at least you have the idea there's a possibility of doing it. Prabhupada said, it's possible that this movement can take over the world if we become serious and sincere.
Kas notiks, kamēr mēs būsim patiesīgi tajā un
but at least it will keep going on.
Un centīsimies to izdarīt un tas nodrošinās to, ka tas
turpinās
īstenoties.
Maybe we won't be able to conquer the world.
Varbūt mums neizdosies pakļaut visu pasauli.
You could say.
Kāds varētu teikt.
But one thing's for sure.
Bet viena lieta garantēta.
If you're intent on making the world Krishna conscious.
Ja jūs esat apņēmības pilns padarīt pasauli Krishna apzināti.
You'll be Krishna conscious.
Jūs pats būsiet.
And maybe you can make a few devotees along the way.
Un tad, esot šajā procesā, šajā ceļā, jūs varat
But our meditation is we want to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Bet mūsu nolūks ir tāds, ka mēs gribam visu pasauli padarīt.
If you have that mood, you can go on Harinām in complete ecstasy. You can go out on a book distribution in total ecstasy. That Prabhupada has given us the mission to make the whole world Krishna conscious. We may not be able to do it, but Prabhupada said impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. So why not try for it? Prabhupada compares it to shooting, hunting for a rhino, rhinoceros. A rhinoceros has very thick skin. To successfully bag a rhino when you go hunting is practically impossible. But if you can do it, it'll be a huge thing. Oh, he got a rhino. So we are rhinoceros hunters here. We want to catch the ultimate rhino. We want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Actually, I talked to one book distributor. He's so determined to make the world Krishna conscious. He says he wants to take birth after birth until everybody has Prabhupada's books. He feels guilty going back to the book to the Sankirtan van to take prasadam. He just wants to stay out of book distribution till more and more people get the books. He's intoxicated by book distribution. So much so he wants to take birth after birth after birth to keep distributing books. That's a very nice move, you see. He's feeling great ecstasy in embracing the world deliverance mission. So this gentleman here had a question. No? His hand was up. Now there's a hand up over here. Okay. All right. Her hand was before yours, so you're next in the queue.
How to better cooperate and inspire each other?
How to better cooperate and inspire each other?
We have to always be in the mood of serving and worshiping. Always serving and worshiping the Vaishnavas. They're all great personalities. We have to always be in that mood of serving them and loving them. That's the key. That loving service mood amongst devotees should always be there.
Galvenais mums vienmēr ir jāredz, cik visi vaišņi ir brīnišķīgas personības, mums ir jācenšas viņiem ielikt pilnā noskaņā kalpot.
Okay, this gentleman here.
This is definitely great idea to save the whole world, to conquer the world. But how to not become proud in this position, so I'm saving the world.
Yeah. If one thinks he's the doer, then he is nowhere. Prabhupada is the perfect example. He said, they say that Swami Bhaktivedanta has accomplished so many wonderful things. But actually, I have done nothing at all. Whatever I have accomplished is simply by the grace of my Guru Maharaj. He said, but if I have any credit at all, it's that I was fully obedient to my spiritual master. So a bona fide devotee, he never takes any credit. But if he has any credit at all, he says it's simply the mercy of my spiritual master. Just like Prabhupada attracted so many disciples, thousands of disciples. Did he say, oh, I'm such an attractive preacher, I attracted so many disciples? He said, you were all sent by my Guru Maharaj. Of course, we tried to figure it out. How did that happen? I was sent by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. How did that happen? We tried to figure it out. I was sent by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Really? How did... Yeah. We couldn't figure it out, but we somehow or another we were sent by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to group. Actually, Prabhupada told us in London. He said, now we are together again. You were all devotees in India in your previous lifetime. He said you were all, so it's a, how this happens, we don't know. Some mystical thing. But the actual empowered preacher who actually can accomplish powerful things, he doesn't take any credit at all. The neophyte is very eager to take credit, you see. He can't do very much. But the one who realizes, I'm nothing. I'm just a piece of dirt. But let me think, act, and speak in such a way in all times, places, and circumstances so that my Guru Maharaj can use me as an instrument for Krishnizing this universe. See, that's the move. I'm just a piece of stool. I'm not even stool. I'm the worm. I'm the stool of the worm. I'm the stool of the worm in the stool. That's my position. I don't even qualify to be stool. I'm the stool of the worm in the stool. That's my position. And no one has this humble mood, then Krishna can work magic through that, such a humble devotee. So now we are very proud, we are very puffed up. And we're just praying to Krishna, my dear Krishna, please smash my false ego. The name of this seminar is Conquer Your Mind and Conquer the World. I pointed out in the very beginning of the seminar that conquering the world is a piece of cake. The huge obstacle is conquering our mind. Arjuna said, to conquer the mind is more difficult than to conquer the raging wind. Arjuna was a great transcendentalist. One of Krishna's eternal associates. And even he felt that he could not conquer his mind. So what is our position? That's the toughest thing of all, is to conquer the mind. As you've so nicely reminded us, we're puffed up. That's the problem. We're very, very puffed up. So therefore, chanadapi sanichena taradapi sahishnana amaninam manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Lower than the straw in the street, we must become. Ready to offer all respect to others. Without expecting even a slight tinge of respect for ourselves. In such a state of mind, we can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, constantly. So, are we able to chant Hare Krishna constantly now? No, we get bored rather quickly. Because we're not humble. So we have to pray for that humility. So we can actually enter to Nama Ruchi. Any other questions?
How possible that position of stool, of worm in the stool, might be so blissful and so sweet?
What is it?
How it is possible that to be in a position which was compared like a stool of the worm which living in the stool is blissful?
How to be a blissful worm in the stool? Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
If I feel myself like in this such a low position, how it comes that at this position I am completely happy?
Because you're not there yet, you're not, you can't understand it. It's actually inconceivable. The only way to really know that ecstasy is to embrace that mood and see what happens to your consciousness. If you're bold enough to do that, you gotta be pretty bold to do that. Next question.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about the difference between doing Harinam or Kirtan and just chanting together.
And just what together?
Difference between Harinam and just chanting together.
And which is better?
Chanting together.
Chanting together, yeah. Which is better?
Just
that chanting together is a Harinam. I mean public Harinam. Chanting together privately or on the... What is this Harinam chanting... What is chanting together in the temple?
Difference between Kirtan. For example, Kirtan at the temple or outside. And between...
What's the difference between chanting together in the temple and chanting together on the street? Is that the question? Chanting together is Harinam Kirtan. But you're talking about in the temple or on the street? What is the question?
The question is, what is the difference between Kirtan inside the temple and between just chanting?
Just chanting. You mean japa?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The kirtan is actually very powerful. The japa is essential, that one has to learn how to meditate on one's own, but the kirtan will actually help you. The combined energy of all the devotees actually helps us to enter into the sublime nectar of Krishna's names. Sankirtan is Sangha Kirtan, you see. Sangha Kirtan. So, by that Sangha, by chanting together in the Kirtan, it becomes more powerful, it becomes easier to absorb ourselves in it, it becomes very, very powerful. So we do both things. We do individual chanting on Japa Mala and we come together for Kirtan. Both are important. They enhance each other. The more you can, the more you chant quality japa, the more your kirtan becomes ecstatic, and the more you chant ecstatically in the kirtan, the better you can go into your japa. They help each other. So someone says, I only do kirtan, I don't do japa. Their kirtan is impure. Because the spiritual master orders us to do the japa. So the most powerful kirtan singers are the ones who have very good japa also. They have more bhakti shakti. Next question. Absolutely, please.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
And give him a chance to translate it also.
Individual japa is preparing oneself to depend on oneself. Because at the time of that, only you are going to go by with the japa yourself, not somebody else's kirtan.
You've got to fly your own airplane at the time of death.
Individual japa palīdz jums takā. Palīdz jums pašam sagatavoties un palīdzēs jums pašam paļauties tikai uz sevi, jo nāves brīdī neviens ar jums kopā visticamāk kirtanu neskaitīs, jūs paļausieties tikai uz sevi.
Very good point.
Kirtans var būt, var nebūt, bet jums ir jāpaļaujās uz to, ka jūs būsiet pats, ar saviem spēkiem jums būs jātiek cauri.
Questions more?
Nāk vēl jautājumi.
That hand up is again.
Just I wanted to add that some Maharajas they encourage devotees, for example, saying, let's chant together one round, and they chant. And what is the difference between such chanting and
individual? Chanting individually?
Not individual, but in the group. For example, right now, we decide to chant one round together.
You mean in unison?
Yes.
It is been chanting in unison, and what's the other thing? Chanting individually?
Chanting, group chanting.
And what?
Group chanting.
Group chanting of japa?
Yes.
In the morning when we chant together, but not in unison, and chanting in unison, what's the difference between these two?
Well, chanting in unison is not, chanting japa in unison is not something that Prabhupada taught us to do. I don't know who concocted that. You can hear the japa tape. Everybody's just chanting their own. They're all chanting in the same room, but everybody's chanting their own japa. Yeah, JB.
Sometimes it's just for training.
A teaching guide, yeah. To help new people, yeah. It can be used to help new people. Teach them how to do it, yeah. But we don't require to chant our japa in unison.
dažreiz to var darīt, lai, piemēram, apmācītu jaunos šādā veidā kopīgi daudzinot. Skolotājs saka, ka tas nav nepieciešams, tad nav tāds prasības unisonā kopīgi daudzināt.
Unison is for kirtan, not for japa.
Tas ir paredzēts kirtanam, nevis japas meditācijai.
Next. Well, we can do kirtan in the temple, and that's the extremely glorious. Lord Chaitanya is very pleased. But when we go out on the street and we sing and dance to attract all the people of Viga to Krishna, then that even becomes more pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. Standing in the street is an act of love, it's an act of mercy on the poor souls of Riga who are suffering in the cycle of birth and death. So the difference is, there's unlimited nectar in the holy names, but they become even more nectarine when you go out and chant on the street. It becomes more nectarian. I like your question a lot. It's nice. Thank you. Spasibo. Okay, next. Where are all our thoughtful Brahmins tonight? Spacing out. Here's another question.
Talking about Jagat Guru, so he inspires for kirtan all the universe. So how it should look?
So how should?
Talking about Jagat Guru.
How should it? I didn't hear the last sentence.
Look. How it should look, how to kirtan is going in all the universe, how it should look, how it happens.
Jagat Guru inspires kirtan for the whole universe. So how does it look when all universe is in kirtan?
Beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Actually, when the kirtans get really glorious, the demigods will shower flowers. I'm waiting for that day when the ISKCON kirtans become so pure and so powerful that actually the demigods literally shower flowers on the kirtans. I'm waiting for that day. That's true. And that's true. And
if you want to see, then you have to become purified so that we can see what it looks like.
Ja jūs vēlaties redzēt, kāds izskatītos, tad jums ir jāattīrās, lai jūs spētu to ieraudzīt.
During the first Gaur Purnima festival organized by Janava Mata with the help of Narottam Das Thakur, the Panchatattva who had already departed from this world reappeared in the kirtan. And everybody could see them, and was dancing with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar and Sri Vas. Everyone could see them. They were all dancing together, and everybody could see them, and they were in total ecstasy. So when that day comes that we can actually see the Panchatattva jump off the altar and be dancing with us, then we know our kirtans are really getting somewhere. Or it may be that only certain devotees who have the eyes to see would be able to see. Those who are pure can actually see how these great personalities are already reciprocating with us. So, for those of us who are impure like me, we're just praying for that day when we can actually see these divine leelas happening. We have a very nice prayer in this connection. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. The very first time I was with Prabhupada, San Francisco, the summer of 1971, the first word I heard Prabhupada say as he sat on his Vyasasana on the Subhadra's car, he said, Jagannath. He said, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Padagami Bhavatume. Lord Jagannath, please come to my vision. So with the devotee desires become free from all the dirt in the heart, which prevents him from directly perceiving Krishna. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaya vrahadayesha valokayanti yangshama shundranamachantya gunas favrupam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who was Shyam Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. Prabhupada explains that such devotees who have tinged their eyes with the salve of love can see Krishna everywhere, within and without. So therefore, let us develop this pure love of Krishna. And I was directly instructed by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So I have my orders from my guru, and I'm praying for his mercy I can achieve that as soon as possible. The sooner the better. Why suffer in material consciousness? We should all intensely desire that state of prema bhakti. ASAP, as soon as possible. Because that's where the nectar is. Anything short of that, we're just cheating ourselves. That's all. Cheating. Punishing ourselves. If I ask you to punish yourself, would you like to do that? But that's what we're doing right now. We're punishing ourselves. foolishly punishing ourselves by not merging into pure prema bhakti consciousness. Comments further?
So Prabhupada said there are devotees who are roaming in Vrindavan, searching for Krishna. They are like almost like they have seen Krishna. So how is that?
It's an interesting quote. One of the most mystical purports I've ever read in all the Prabhupada's books. He's describing their devotees, even now, their devotees wandering in Vrindavan, wanting to see Krishna. And even though they're not seeing Krishna, they are seeing Krishna. That's amazing. That's really amazing. Another an interesting point. Now we're getting pretty esoteric, but we might as well get a little esoteric every now and then. It's fun. These great pure devotees who are qualified to see Krishna face to face, like the Goswamis, they relish more not seeing Krishna and hankering to see him. It's like when you're with your lover, becomes everything. You're always with your lover. But when you're away from your lover, when you miss your lover, then your feelings of love become intensified hundreds of times, separated from your lover. So to intensify their feelings of love, these great acharyas, even though they can see Krishna, they prefer not to see him and hanker to see him. It's pretty esoteric, but it's a fact. It's way beyond our experience right now. And right now we're hankering to see Maya. When can I see some more Maya? That's our present position. Let me see some Maya today. So we have a long way to go. But by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, even the impossible becomes possible. So now our time has indeed run out. So we're going to go ahead and stop here. And I just want to give a little advertisement. My book, Truth Works, has now been translated into Russian language. And it will be on sale on Sunday at the Sunday program.
Huh?
What did you say? There is no Sunday program. We don't have Sunday programs anymore. Oh, a special thing. Yeah. That means it'll be available at the Monday festival. Yeah. So you have to wait one more day to get Truth Works in Russian. We only have a limited number of copies. It's just come across the border from Russia. Only a few copies, so it'll be first come, first served. It's a beautiful hardbound book. It's a primer of Krishna consciousness. Hari Sari Prabhu, Prabhupada's personal secretary and servant, personal servant, recommended this book. It's like the original Hare Krishna handbook that used to be available in the old days. So it'll be available on Monday. Okay. So we thank you all very much for coming. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, conquer your mind, conquer the world, ki jai, go to Premanandi.